So with this limud, we have to always be chazering the brisa, because this brisa is the key to all the halachas, and that's why we keep on having to go over it and make sure we have it clear. So the first level of misunderstanding that we've been discussing was after they just made a verbal agreement, they backed out, there's tarumis, and Tosfos says, even though there's tarumis, but if there was actually a hefsid to the worker, that because of the fact that he accepted this job, now he can't get a later job, he lost another different opportunity, there would be Dina de Garmi, and he would be Chayv al Tzedek. That's Tosfos and the Rosh.
So Tosfos and the Rosh arguing?
What?
Tosfos and the Rosh
not
arguing.
On that point. Next case was, let's say they started going, and they can't, and there was Halicha, there was Haschalas Malacha,
right.
And they can't do the work. And we said that the case was, it was an unforeseen. So it was the fault of the Balabais. That's what we came out a couple weeks ago, that it's talking about a case where it's the fault of the Balabais. The Balabais was not an oinus. If the Balabais would be an oinus, he'd be totally potter. But since the Balabais was not an oinus, he could have been Madia them, it rained, he should have told them, and Lamai say he wasn't. So therefore it would be the loss of the Balabais, and he has to pay them for the day's work. Now, since they're on vacation, he doesn't have to pay them the full day's work. He pays them a kapoil bottle, because they might say they're having a side benefit of, you know, they're hired, but they don't have to work. The next case is what I want to focus on now, and some of the lumdis behind that case. That's the first wide line in the Braisa, and it says like this: "B'medvam amurim shlo hischilu b'malacha." But once he actually worked, okay. So, and he did part of the job. Meaning, halicha is a kinyan of haschalas malacha. There's a certain relationship there. But the thing is that they didn't actually work, so they don't actually deserve any of the reschar. But b'med v'mamurim shelo hischil b'malacha. Aval hischil b'malacha shaman lahem masha asu. Shaman lahem masha asu. Keitzad. You have to pay them for what they did. Kiblu kama liktzer b'shnei sloim. Okay, so they were gonna harvest the kama for two sloim, kasu chetzia, and then they did half the work. V'hinichu chetzia, beged larg b'shnei sloim, or they were gonna make a beged for two sloim, argu chetzia v'hinichu chetzia. They only did half of it, and it sounds like they stopped. Shomen lehem es masha asu, they get paid for what they did. Haya yafa shisha dinarim means if the rest of the job would cost six dinarim, six dinarim means one sela and a half. So now, in other words, what happens is that to get someone to do the second half of the job is going to cost, the Baal Bais more,
50%
more than half the job. So he made up to pay him for the full job, two sloim. Now they stopped after half the job. Right. It's going to cost him to finish the second half a sela and a half.
Right.
So now, who takes that loss? So the Braisa says, it's a machloikas. The Tanakhama says, no, they get paid for the work that they did. The fact that now that they stopped, the Baal Bais has to take a loss on that, that's not their problem, and that's it. They get paid. Whatever it is. Reb Doisa says like this, before you pay them for what they did, you take into consideration what's going to cost to finish the job. If it's going to cost a sela and a half to finish the job, you only give them a half a sela, because they made up with you that they're going to finish the job for two sloim. If the second half of the job is going to cost a sela and a half, so then you only give them a half a sela, and then you pay the sela and a half remainder to the people that are going to do the second half of the
so
job.
So you take the loss as
the worker.
The worker, because they quit.
Mm-hmm. Now we said last week, for 2 weeks, we've been talking about the idea that that's only by a kablin. This whole halach is by a kablin. A kablin means somebody who accepts upon himself a specific job. A specific job, and he's getting paid for the job. Someone that's just a worker, that's paid by the hour, he's not allowed to stop at any moment, whenever he wants. So that we said that this halacha doesn't apply to very often it's a worker, it's a soicher, it's a poil. So a poil would not have this halacha. So he said, for example, let's say you have a babysitter that's paid by the hour.
Right.
You know, I don't know if a playgroup that they charge for the month or whatever, but let's assume that's also the same idea. That's a poil, because they're charging you for the time. So there's no set thing that they're giving you. So we said the case was, let's say, let's say you have a babysitter that you made an arrangement that she's going to babysit your kid for whatever it is, X amount per month, $350 a month, and now you want to back out. We talked about it. She backs out, but so let's just take both scenarios. So if she would back out, if the worker, if the Baal Bais would back out, you know, the parent says, you know what, I want to switch, and now now she can't, the babysitter can't get someone to fill the slot.
Right.
You know, so you gotta compensate them for Poel Bottle because they started working, and now you know even without Poel Bottle could be, but let's say the babysitter says I can't take your kid anymore. And for you to find now in the middle of the year a babysitter, someone else will take them. But listen, my group is full. I'm not going to take it for $350. If you want me to take your kid in the middle of the year, I'll take it for $500. So now, can you deduct whatever you owe to the first babysitter, and you know take that into account? So he said, no. The poil is a babysitter. They can no matter what, they get paid for the work they did, and that's it.
But the machlok is
by a cobbler. It's only by a Kablan. It's only by a Kablan. By a Kablan, is this machlok between the Valabai, between Rav Doisa and the Chum? The question is, what you have to remember is that this is the machlok whether, and again, the machlok is only nogeya if they already did half the work. If they did half the work, right, and then they stop, you know, they stopped after they did half the work. Will they get compensated for the half that they did, or won't they get compensated for the half that they did? Right.
Well, love that guy. Some part of it.
Whatever part that they did, will they get the full payment, or do you say yada
tachtoina? Why? Sometimes if it doubles or triples, they could lose everything.
It's not like a half, it's a third, whatever. The point
it doesn't matter everything. The percentage.
No, if let's say went up 30, they did a third of the job and the price now went up 33%.
Right. You don't have to go pay
them
the higher.
So you don't have to pay them anything. Yeah. They're not going to lose anything. Now, there is a shaila in the place, do they have to pay out of pocket?
That's more.
I mean, let's say went more than their full salary. They worked a third, $100 job, they worked a third, and now to finish the job, it's going to cost $150. So they only have $33 coming to them. Do they have to now pay the extra, you know, $20?
Because to lose even that.
Yeah,
that's
a shot in the
place. What if it's not that the price went up? What if the Kablan realizes I really underestimated this job and there's no way I can finish it and make any money? And so he stops, so it's not really the price that went up, he just underestimated.
Fine, but he stopped in the middle, bottom line.
That would be his fault.
Yeah, that's his fault. Once you
that would be his fault. If you didn't...
But mine is, he stops in the middle, and now he's responsible for any loss that the Baal Bais will incur to finish the job.
Correct.
Okay? Now, the shaila is like this. What about the other way around? Is it the same achrayas the other way around as well? Shachar should be the same achleikas between Abdu'isa and the Chachamim, Kipshutai. Which is like this. What happens in the first case that we said... that there's a case of holchu,
sure, right?
That there was holchu. That means that the poilim went to the job, to the job site, and then who backed out? Till now we're talking about what happens if they did half the job and then the poil, the worker, stops.
Right.
So does he take responsibility? What about if they didn't do any of the job? Let's say they did half the job and the Baal Bais backed out. So it makes obviously they get paid for what they did. The Baal Bais either will take a loss or he'll get a cheaper, he'll find the rest of the work for cheaper, but it's irrelevant. They can lemaisa, if they can get a job now out there, so they didn't lose anything, and obviously get paid for half. The shaila is a kabbalah. Let's say the Baal Bais. Let's say the Baal Bais. There was halchu. They went, but they didn't actually do any work. And the Baal Bais pulls out the plug. The Baal Bais says, "I don't want you to work here." Okay, and they couldn't have
another
gotten
job.
another job anyway. We're talking regardless of whether they could get another job. Does he have to pay them as a poil bottle, at least, for what they did? So the Brisa said yes,
not
right?
What they did for the whole
they
job.
Didn't do anything.
Did it to pay? Yeah, you know, but does he pay them for the day's work?
Yeah. It's a poil bottle.
Yeah, he does, right? But is that telling this machlokes between Abdoisa and the Chacham? Now let me explain. This is what the Rush says. Yes, he has to pay. But Rabbi Kivager explains this, okay? And Rabbi Kivager says the lumdis like this, and this is what I want to explain now a little bit. When we talk about this whole idea that you pay as a poil, and you pay for the Yodal Tachtoina. Okay, so the worker, he did have to work, and all of a sudden, since he stops, now he takes responsibility for the rest of the work. Why is that? Why is that? They worked, and that's it. Well, why does he have to pay for whatever part of the job he didn't do? So Rabbi Kivager explains like this, that the vart is that the machlokes between Abdais and the Chacham, whether you have to take responsibility for the loss of the Baal Bais, is was there any sort of kinyan? Was there any sort of kinyan over here between the Pupil and the Baal Bais? Was there between the Kabbalah and the Baal Bais? Was there any sort of kinyan? So Reb Doisa says, Reb Doisa holds, this is how Reb Kivyager explains it. Reb Doisa holds that once you start, there's a kinyan. That means that the Baal Bais owns the right to get the work from you, and you own the have the schus to get the money. Because obviously, every time there's a kinyan, you know, the buyer now got something, and the seller has the right to get the money.
So then, at what point did they kinyan on the completed product or the completed what they've done until work?
No, the kinyan on the whole job. There's a kinyan on the job.
By walking there, they can't find the job, right? It's starting by walking there.
But for sure, he's chilul. Once they start the job, Reb Doisa holds, and this is how we pass them, there's a kinyan on the job. There's a kinyan. Just like you understand, there's a concept of a kinyan on a car. There's a kinyan on a rental car, even. So there's a kinyan on the job that we owe each other this. I owe you the work. I owe you the complete. I owe you the job. It means I owe you make sure that the field is complete, and you owe me the money. So therefore, Zakhtub Kivager, neither side is allowed to back out. You can't back out of a kinyan. You can't sell you my car, and when you come to the lot to pick it up, I don't want to sell it anymore. Well, you don't want to sell it anymore. You sold it already. It's mine. Right? So there's a kinyan. You're not allowed to back out. And you're not allowed to back out. So each side owes each other. So now let's say the guy did back out. What are you going to do? You can't force him to work. There's no Beis Din. The guy's not showing up. He skipped town. So there's no way for you to get him to come back to work, right? So, but he owes you the work. So therefore, since he owes you the completed job, so therefore, that's why he has to take responsibility and making sure the job gets finished. And it's his responsibility out of his own payment. So if he did half the job for a seller, and now the second half of the job costs a seller and a half, so I have the right to hold back payment from him. To cover the difference, because he owes me the completed job. Not only that, the place can say, who says this? Maybe it's Machan Ephraim maybe says this. That you're allowed to hold back the payment on the first half until the second half is completed. Because just in case. In Lomdis, it's true. Because the pshat is, normally we pass an ain't schirs mishtalamis el of the soil. You only have to pay him when the job is complete. So do you say, when he quit, that's his job is complete now. He did half, so now he did his half, and then I'll figure out what to do with the second half. Or no, since he owes you the completion of his job is when the whole thing is done. So Zok Machan Ephraim, according to Abdois, which is what we paskin, he's not done until the whole thing is finished. So therefore,
when the next guy finishes, then you'll see what you have and you'll give him the difference.
When the next guy finishes, that's when you owe him the money on the
first half. Why, if the owner fires the file, why does he get to reduce the amount that's going to cost the completion?
Huh? What?
If I make a kinyan, I hire somebody and I tell them, here, I'm going to give it to
you. Now I'm talking about if the pearl backed out.
If this is true, that it is a kinyan and the Baal Bais backs down, and he says halfway through the job, he says, that's it, you're fired. So what's the halacha? If it went up, if it grew, he only has to pay them the amount that they did.
What they agreed on.
Right.
The amount that they agreed on. He doesn't have to give them the full...
So what David is saying, which is a machlokes, the Torah holds like that. The Torah holds you do. So what David is saying is like this. What happens in a case... Okay, so I'll get to that. But in the case of the Baal Bais, when the poil backs out, we're saying the Havarta is that there's a kinyan. There's a kinyan. The poil owes a completed job, and therefore, A, he doesn't get paid until it's finished, and B, he doesn't get paid except for whatever it is. He owes it to him to get finished at that price.
If it costs him more.
For two slimes. Yeah. So if the second half of the job is going to cost to finish it more than two slimes, the Baal Bais is allowed to hold back the payment. Okay? Now that's why some places can hold you even have to pay out of pocket. But that we hold you don't have to pay out of pocket to complete it. Now, what happens if the other way around? What happens if, according to this, if the Baal Bais backs out? Okay, so what David's saying, let's say the Baal Bais backs out because he knows he can complete the job for half a seller, right? He can complete the job for half a seller. So that means that he was hired to do it for two sloim. Then half the job was done, and now he can complete the second half of the job for half a seller. Okay? So he fires the worker, and he gets a good deal now, the Baal Bais. He's finishing the job for a seller and a half. Does he owe the worker for the first half of the job a seller and a half? Because now, listen, we made up that you're going to complete the job for two sloim. So that the tour holds like that, but the Shach and the Sma all say it's not true because Lemaisa, of course, you don't have to pay a guy more than what he did. Because even
if we did a Kenyan, so then he should really pay him 2 slung. Even if I want to do the job, I'm entitled to 2 slung for the job. We made a Kenyan that you're going to give me 2 slung.
Yeah, but only for my work. The Kenyan was that you'll pay me for my work.
No, because by the guy who walks.
So it's not for the finished product.
No, for the work to get the finished product done. But the point is.
The whole reason.
This is a Kabbalah called, I'm going to cut down your field. That's also a Kabbalah. There's no. I'm not giving you an item. The point is for the completion of the job.
I hired the guy Holchul. The guy was Holchul. He was. And
his Yoshibatl
the rest of the day.
So I pay him Yoshibatl.
By paying Yoshibatl, but not for the entire day, not just for the part
I'm saying, no, the Kenyan is the Kenyan is that I owe you the money now for the work. I'm in a Kenyan with you that I'm going to pay you for the work.
Right. So what was
I don't owe you 2 slime now, and they're like, okay, I'll pay you 2 slime. If you didn't work, I'm also owe you 2 slime.
He came at 9:15, there's no work to be done. So now he's getting paid from 9 to 5.
Right.
Why is he getting paid from 9:15 till 5? He's not doing anything.
That's a
pile. No, pile bottle.
That's called pile bottle. That's called pile bottle.
Yeah, the pile bottle is this, from 9 to 9:15. You're paying him by the hour. So instead of paying him for 8 hours of doing nothing, I should only pay him for 15 minutes of doing nothing. At 9:15, I told him I'm firing him. When I told him there's no work to be done, why doesn't it just be that as if I fired him right then and there?
No, because it was a Kenyan.
It was a Kenyan. So why? It's more than I hired him for. He's doing more than he's not doing any of the work. So the same thing over here by a Kabbalah. The Kabbalah also, the guy comes, he does half the work. There's a Kenyan. So now the fact that I'm not letting him do more of the work doesn't make a difference.
I should pay him for the whole, for the rest of the job subtracting.
The same way.
I hear. This is a machlokes. The Torah Tak holds like you. We don't pass like that, Lamaisa. I hear your svara. I hear. I have to think about why that's not why we don't say that. But Lamaisa, the thing is like this. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says. That what's said in the Rabbanon? The Rabbanon say that you get paid for what you did, and if you either side stops in the middle, you pay them for what you did, and you don't pay them for what they didn't do. That's why Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that in the first case of the Gemara that we learned a couple weeks ago, that by Holchu, and there's no work to be done, you pay like Poya Batal, that's not like the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon say you don't have to pay anything, because you could back out. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, because the Chacham hold, there's no Kenyan at all. There's no such thing as a Kenyan.
Shulingam is not a Kenyan.
There's no Kenyan at all. Hasal's Malach is not a Kenyan. There's an agreement. That's all there is. There's an agreement that I'm going to work for you and that you're going to pay me on these tanoim. We agreed on the conditions of the work and the conditions of the payment. But if either side is allowed to stop at any given moment. And that's why if you stop, you get paid for what you did and you don't get paid for what you didn't do.
Is it all by kabbalahs?
And by payel. This is a chacham hold across the board. There's no kinyan at all.
So the chacham are
argue on the reisha, though.
Are only using dina de garmi.
Right, correct. That's Rabbi Kivega's point. Right? So the Rabbi Kivega's point is on the Amud Beis there of the Rosh, he says, Mashakasav Rosh Mekodim, Denafka Mina, Debaholchu, Afshaloi Hayim Moitzim Nistak, there's no Garmi. That's his point. The Rabbi Kivega says that the Rosh says that by Holchu they owe the money, even though there's no Garmi, he says, Hainu Mitam de Kvarneschai Beschiris, Hainu Lamai de Kaimon Kerbdoisa, Debekabal and Yoda La Tachtoinu, Baal Baisa, Choyzer, Ein Chilgun, but where does he say the actual word? Here. After the parentheses, Ubal Bais Achoyzer Ein Chiluk Ben Poyel Kablan Avol LeRabbanan Desfir LeDugam Be Kablan Ein Yad La Tartoina Akarchem Mishum DeHischil Loi Have a Kinyan. There's no Kinyan. That's the point of the Chacham. Okay. So now, there's a lot of Nafkaminas in this. Okay, but the main Nafkamina
is the Tarakama.
Yeah, the main Nafkamina is the following. Okay. So we pass along Reb Doisa that by a Kablan it's Yad La Tachtoina. We're explaining that the reason it's Yad La Tachtoina is because there's a Kinyan over there, right? There's a Kinyan. It means they both made a Kinyan that the Kablan owes the work and the Baal. And therefore, if he backs out, he's got to pay, make sure the work gets done for the price that he made up. Nafkamina is like this. Is he allowed to be Chayzer halachically? Is he allowed? Number one. So first of all, he's not. But more than that. Is it even Chal the Chazara? Yeah, okay. We're gonna finish in 10 minutes, but in their who's ever parked here has to move their car because they're preparing for the carnival.
Whatever stuff's gonna be there.
Interrupt these messages.
Okay.
What? No, it's important. I should have announced it before this year. Okay.
They moved now. Or after this year.
I came in the second this year started.
So the shaila is like this. The shaila is like this. That what happens if the chazara chal at all? is the Chazar Chal at all? For example, let's say I make a kinyan with you on your car.
Okay, yeah.
We make a kinyan sudar, we made a kinyan, it works, and everything like that. Okay? So we made the kinyan, and now I didn't pay you yet, your car is still in the lot. And you say, you know what, I don't want to give it to you.
Okay.
When do you don't want to give it to me? We made a kinyan. You can't not give it to me. Now, you could be, you could decide you're not giving it to me and I can't get it from you, but it's not really chal v'chazara. It means I'm allowed to make a trick and go tow it from your lot. That's not illegal, right? Because it's mine.
It's really yours. Okay.
It's mine, right? I'm allowed to trick you to make sure I get it. Or I'm going to tell you, you know what? You know what? Okay, listen, Barry, just give it to me and I'll pay you double.
And then
I don't have to because you really owe it to me. You're not allowed to steal it. You holding it from me is illegal. So what about over here? Over here, Lamaisa, the Balbais tells the worker, right? Or let's get it the other way. The poil told the Balbais, I'm not working for you anymore. That's it, I'm done. I got a better offer somewhere. I'm done. So that he says, well, you're going to have to pay me for the second half of the job. Okay, it's worth it for me. I'll pay. So is the Balbais allowed? Is that Chazar Chal? Was it actually Chal that now he's not his worker? Or, listen, I can't force you to do it, but really, nothing happened. We made a kinyan. You owe me the work.
But why is this not Tuluya
Avdus? I'm at the Kabbalah. I'm at the Kabbalah.
Why is this not Tuluya Avdus?
I'm at the Kabbalah. Forget a Poel. I'm at the Kabbalah. Poel is allowed to.
No, it's not Chal.
So if you hold it as a kinyan, so it should come out that it's not Chal. So it should come out, l'halacha, that if there was a Beis Din that could force the guy to work, they would force him to work. Right? In other words, it's not like he's allowed to be chayzer just yad al tachtoina. The halacha is that he can't be tzachal v'chazar b'chal.
Well, number one. Forcing someone to work is one thing. Say it's on you to finish the job.
So that's essentially what we're saying.
But you owe him, and he can go and get someone else to finish it, but you're going to owe him that money up until whatever.
Well, that's the point, right? But the shaila is like this. Are you allowed to go to him? Are you allowed to go to the Kabbalah and say, listen, I hear what you're saying, you're very frustrated, you know, whatever. I told you that we'll finish the house for $100,000 and now you see it's costing you more, whatever. Fine, we made the kinyan. Okay, and he's backed out or he wants to back out. He said, fine, I'll pay you $120 for it, $150. Sure, no problem, great. He finishes the job. After the job is over, okay, call two, here's $100. I don't have to pay more than that. Because we made a kinyan. You started working. You were not allowed to back out. Not only you were not allowed to, you never really did. Because it's not chal v'chazar. It's like the same thing as the car.
Yeah.
Right? I could tell you, I'll pay you double, give me the car. And by the time I get the car, I don't have to pay you double because it's mine. So so that's the shaila. The shaila is, in such a case where Reb Doisa holds it as a kinyan, and we paskin like that by a kavlan. Is it shaykh to be choyzer? And there's a lot of nafkuminas of that. One nafkumin is the Beis Din. Can they force the guy to work? And number two is, can the Baal Bais trick the worker to getting to finish the job? So this is a Machne Ephraim. This is the last page over here. The last line on Simen Hay.
If it's a kinyan, if the guy dies, wouldn't his Yorshim have to...
Well, it's not that type of kinyan. No. That wouldn't mechayv the Yorshim. Kabun shehischa b'malacha im yachol lachzer boy. Medina nira didavar zeh.
Really?
The last line on this page, Simen Hay in the Machne Ephraim. Okay, so he says Medina Nira the Davar Zeb b'Machloikis Shanu. It's a Machloikis. The Harosh Zal b'Tshuva Klal Kavdalid Kosav the Feirish. The Afilu b'Davar She'ene Ovid. Even if it's not a Davar Ovid, Loi Motzi Lachzer b'Mitin Medina. He cannot be Chayzer. Umitam Zeb Kosav the Yachol Balabais LaHatoyisay. The Balabais is allowed to fool him to make sure that he finishes the job. So the Balabais is allowed to tell him, listen, buddy. You want to finish? I understand your frustration. Finish the job. I'll pay you double.
Right.
He got the kabbalah to finish the job, and now he doesn't have to pay him the difference because it wasn't chal v'chazara. V'chinu da'asatur v'im hu kabbalah shekibel alav hamalacha b'kaf rekach gam hu eini yachol lachzer boy. You can't be chayzer. V'nir desfirli the pshat in this rush the kabbalah mishehischa b'malacha. Once the kabbalah starts working, zochah balabais b'shibur gufay. You mamash meshuba to me. At sheyig malachta, you have to finish the job. Das chalos malacha avid kinyan. Okmasha kazalacha kach zel shayin. This is the lashon of the rush. Lefikach im hischa b'malacha v'chazer boy. Ava bisha halach. Davikma has chalos malacha. So it's the same idea. V'chinir and it brings a whole bunch of rishonim that say like that. Okay. So this is the sheet of the Machne Ephraim, and it's a rush that holds literally. It's not shayach to be choizer from if you're a kabbalan. So that puts the Baal. Now that's true from the Poyel's chazar. What about the Baal Bais? Will come out the same thing. The Baal Bais can't fire the guy. Now the only thing is the Baal Bais could fire the guy. And
start. He didn't show up.
No, even if he does show up. But the thing from the Baal Bais' perspective is that as long as he pays him for the work that he did, and the Kabbalah can get another job now.
That's another big. Yeah.
So there's no real nafkamina, because even if so it's a little tircha that he's forcing him to go look for another job. But the bottom line is, and there's tarumis and everything like that, you're not allowed to. But the bottom line is that it's not going to make a difference in mumminess, because either way he's gonna get another job and you're gonna pay him his full amount. But if especially from the perspective of the poel being chayzer, since there's a kinyan, so this is the Machan Ephraim saying is that it's really literally it's called a kinyan, and there's nothing to there's no way for him to be chayzer from it. Okay.
Yeah.
Fine. So let's just see in Shulchan Aruch, and we'll finish with this. Let's just read the Shulchan Aruch. It's Shin Lamed Gimel. We'll start with this. Shin Lamed Gimel Sif Dalid. Which is page 424. If you look at the bottom, it's printed 424. Ketzad din hapoyel shechoyzer boy. What's the halach of a poyel who's chayzer? Sif dalet. Ketzad din hapoyel shechoyzer boy. Acha shehiskel. Shomen lemasha asa v'noitel. You evaluate what he did and he gets it.
You didn't say it's also. It's masha that he did it. Now what do we do?
Correct. Bain, that's a poil. Bain hukar malacha oy huzla. V'davka shechazar stam aval mchazam mekayach yoyker and shemla. Remember we said this. You're not allowed, even a poil is not allowed to be chayzer to get more money. He's allowed to be chayzer to be free. He's allowed to be chayzer to get more money. V'im kablin hu. If he's a kablin. Shomen loy masha asad la'asas. We pass on the kribdoi. So you take into consideration what he's going to do later. Bain shehuzlu beis shesachar and bain shaloy huzlu. Bain shehuzlu malacha achakach. Bain shaloy huzlu. Shomen loy masha asad la'asas. Ketzar. Okay, what's the case? Kibel mimenu kama liktzar. He was makabel from him to chop down his whole to harvest his field. Liktzar b'shtei sloim. Oish kibel al atzmer lasas kachvaka chavir shal yain, or a certain amount of barrels of wine. Kotza chetze v'inia chetze. He did half. Beged larag b'shtei sloim. Or to do a garment for $2. Arag chetze v'inia chetze. He did half. Shomun l'masha asad lehe asois. You take into consideration the second half. Im hayashav shisha dinar. If it's going to cost six, a sell and a half to finish the job. Noisin l'shekel. You only pay him a half a sell. Or yigmurus m'lachton. Or he could choose to finish it. Vim hayanisha yafesh ne dinar. And if the leftover was worth two, ain't a noisin ela sella shari le osa ela chatzia malacha. So he only did half the work, and therefore you have to. That's clear in Shulchan Aruch. That's how we paskin that it's yod al tachtoina. Now whether or not we paskin like this Machan Ephraim that it's chal the chazara that. Yeah, that doesn't say here. We'll have to see how we pass again on that. I don't see in Shulchan Aruch. It seems like it's chal v'chazar, yeah. It seems like it's chal. It's just, that's how you pay it. Okay, fine. Next week, it means Hashem's Hanukkah, so we're not going to have a shir. And we'll start up after Hanukkah, okay?